One. Exterior. Cathedral. Daylight. Establishing its beauty and elevation. Stained glass and stone carvings. From its huge doors suddenly comes a flow of white-clad choir boys. Angelic, white surpliced, bob-bobbing in a disciplined stream. But then, suddenly in their midst, startling, ridiculous, incongruous, is Martin, a young man in an ill-fitting raincoat. As the boys proceed on their orderly way, Martin is left alone. Peculiar. Disturbing. Interior, an office near the cathedral. Daylight. A view of the cathedral through the window. Alone, in this Dickensian office, above the small printing presses, sits Mr. Bates. Middle-aged, meticulous, writing with a gold-barreled fountain pen. He's finishing a little verse beneath a picture of an angel. Although we all must sometimes stumble, as we journey through this life, I never heard you moan or grumble, the perfect mother and wife. Bates places the sheet of paper on top of a pile of similar sheets, his face heavy with contempt. He stares into the middle distance. A framed photograph of a lively, attractive young woman, Patty, his daughter, is in front of him on his expanse of desk. He glances at it. He caps his fountain pen, neatly puts the sheet into the pending tray, neatly lines up his blotter, his desk aids, and satisfied, rises to join the homeward throng. 3. Exterior. Cathedral precincts. Fading daylight. A few people bobbing along with the anonymous, near-vacant, tired expression of homegoers.